Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
Alex Anzalone after the game. Oh, wow, the Lions were so, so impressive defensively for the entire game. And there's a lot of, you know, minutia, and we talked at great length leading up to the game because it was a huge game, probably the biggest regular season game in Detroit Lions history. And Gator, we talked about the stuff on the margins. Like, we got broke down the officials and that crew threw more flags for pass interference than any other crew in the NFL. And there was only the one pass interference call, I believe, which is pretty impressive for a beat up Lions secondary against that group of receivers.
And they called the offensive pass interference against the Lions.
Yes, they did. But anyway, the point being, you know, there's a lot on the margins that led to that victory. But late in the first half, and there's a lot to unpack here. I had a weird feeling. The way that game was going, when it was 7-6, for that brief moment in time, I was like, what are we watching? Like, the defense has been very good, and I love it. The last thing we expected was a 7-6 game. This game is so big and so incongruent with all the evidence of what these two teams are leading up to this moment. I started to get that 2009 Stanley Cup Finals feeling, Game 7, where I'm like, this game doesn't follow any script we've seen this year. And I was getting worried. And the Lions, it was short-lived because the Lions got the football and went two plays into field goal range and kicked a field goal. And I go, okay, that's resembling the Lions' offense. That was bang, bang. You know, Goff hits the back step of his drop and delivers on time. It was a weird, and I, you know, I'm not trying to bring up something negative. It was just amazing how quickly they turned it around right then and there. I mean, that kick going out of bounds was big. Minnesota called their timeout right before they were forced to kick the field goal, and they might regret calling it as early as they did, but they were still trying to score 7 at the time, so they were trying to leave themselves time, but not leave Detroit any time. They ended up leaving Detroit too much time, and they got some points, and it went from there. But the way that game was played, with the defense really carrying the day and being so good, and the offense, at that point, only the one scoring drive, I was like, boy, this is really different than we expected.
It was. They weren't running the ball all that well in the first half. They struggled. You know, they had the interception, and it was a stagnant offense, really. And then they just picked it up in the second half. Like I said, it was the point where Terry Arnold gets hurt. Vikings kick a field goal to come within one. Now it's 10-9, and then the Lions offense just said, all right, enough of this. Let's start playing. And
well, they figured it out, right?
Well, they also started. They threw the ball, and they gave Goff time to throw, and I mean, he hits Laporta for 18 yards. Then the next play, it goes right to St. Brown for 14. Gets Jamison Williams for 6 yards. You know, the fourth and one, they throw the touchdown pass to Gibbs, and all of a sudden it's 17-9, and you feel like, wow. Well, they answered that, but what about the Vikings, right? Because Arnold's out, so now here come the Vikings. not so much. You know, they just took care of business, and the Vikings missed the 52-yard field goal, and the Lions say, okay, thank you, drive down the field, touchdown.
248-539-9797. Jason, you're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Jason.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Great. I loved the game. I'm 52 years old. I never thought I would see this. I just had a question, though, for you. And here's my thought. I wasn't at the game, but I watched it on TV, and it seemed like the refs allowed the Lions to pretty much, I don't want to say hold, but to go longer and hold the other offensive players on the Vikings a lot longer than they should have. Now, I'm not taking away from the defense or anything. I just think that the refs, the little bit that I saw, let the D-backs really, really hold on longer than they should have.
Well, they got flagged.
The where they should have. I don't know what you guys thought.
But. Yeah, I was there. I didn't think that was the case. They got flagged several times for defensive holding or illegal contact downfield. And, you know, when you look back and watch them, they were legitimate calls. They got flagged for what they should have gotten flagged
for. And keep this in mind. First of all, that crew was pretty quick-triggered on DPIs all season long. Now, they did call holding a bunch, but the – You play the game the way it's being called. Some nights you can get away with more than others, and you just play the game the way it's being called. You read the way the refs are gonna call it. Is it going to be a quick whistle, a quick flag, or are they going to let you get away with a little bit more? So whatever you observed, if it was consistent, it was consistent, which is the most important thing.
Yeah, that I agree, and that's good. I didn't mean to take away from anything that they did because it was just a great game. I just wondered that because I saw it a few times. And I saw some great plays, too, from the defensive back, but that was what I was wondering. But either way, they played a heck of a game, and I never thought I would see this time, and I just hope that they go the whole way. And anyway, I hope you guys have a great day.
Thank you.
Appreciate the phone call. Let's get to our champ and chump nominations. I will start my champ of the weekend is Sheila Fordham. I love watching that press conference where she stood by Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes. And reliving that moment where, you know, she said, we think we have the right people in place. So, no, we're not making a change. We're going to stick with them. And this was midway through, what was the 1-7, 1-8 start, where but right before they turned it around and have been on fire ever since. I credit her. You know, everything starts at the top. We heard it for years, and it started at the top, and it trickled down negative. And if it's still true that it starts at the top, it trickles down positive. And this is, like I said, it's still hard to get used to. And I continue to marvel at the stuff that we see and how it is some sort of bizarro world mixel-plick opposite of what we thought it was going to be.
Nice reference there.
Thank you. There's like seven people. That
I love what Sheila has done with this team and just assembling the brain trust to make this all happen, and it's been fantastic. I'm going to give the champ award week to Aaron Glenn. What the defense did last night was special against one of the really good offenses in the National Football League. They held them to 262 yards. They held them to only 4.2 yards per play. They shut them down on third down, 3 of 13 for the conversions for the Vikings. They shut them down on fourth down, 0 for 3. And those are goal-to-go situations. That defense, Doug, they bowed their neck.
Yes, they did.
They knew what they had to do, and they got it done with guys like Morris Norris added to the roster. Stanley Thomas Oliver III was added to the roster.
It's a real person.
These were names who were brought up from the practice squad and hired off the streets, basically, that were given a chance to play with the big boys last night. Everyone seemed to make a contribution, and it was amazing. And you know, the glory, I think, goes to the defensive coordinator for figuring out a plan that was going to work.
My jump of the weekend is Tyreek Hill, who demanded a new contract at Kansas City. He was winning there, got his new contract in Miami, and there's nothing wrong with that. But yesterday he quit on his team and came out afterwards and said, I'm out, because he just doesn't want to be out there running around. You were with the winner. You were with the winner in what has been the best franchise of the last 7-8 years in the NFL, and you made it. You forced your way out. You don't get to complain, in my opinion, if you end up on a team that's not winning. You got your money, and there's nothing wrong with that, but now you quit on your team and said you're out. Could have stayed in KC.
Well, my chump is going to be the New York Giants. I'm not sure what they're thinking of, but the last 3 years, they went from 9-7. They won six games last year, and this year they've got four wins, I believe, three wins, in fact. So from 9-6-3, and they've decided that we're going to keep the GM and the coach. Good call.
Here good are call. Champ and Chump votes coming in. Mark in Grand Rapids. Champ Jared Goff. He had a struggle bus first half, kicked ass in the second. Chump Vikings fans for selling the tickets the Vikings organization bought for them, for selling their tickets to Lions fans. Next one from Steve in a plow truck. Champ Alex Anzalone. Chump Patriots for losing a number one pick. From Jamie in Ann Arbor. Champ Amik Robertson. He represents the city of Detroit so well. Doubted, undersized, undervalued, but he backs down from nothing. Chump Vikings ownership for spending $2 million on tickets. Frank at Royal Oak, Champ Aaron Glenn, Chump Vikings Nation. Unnamed texter, Champ Cade Cunningham, kids having an all-NBA type year. Chump New England firing Mayo after one season is crazy. Get your Champ and Chump votes in.
You know what's crazy? The reports that they're very interested in Matt Patricia.
Who?
The Patriots.
To do what?
Yep. Be the head coach.
Of what? Their football team?
Their professional football.
Are you sure it's not fake Pierre LeBrun dude, Gator? Yeah, come on, dude.
I saw something over the weekend.
Oh, you saw something.
It wasn't a fake Pierre LeBrun account. I will research and find it.
Please do. Yes. Because
If it is, whoever's... Well, whatever. 248-539-9797. Ken, you're next on 97. What a ticket. Hi, Ken.
How you doing? Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up?
I listen to you guys as much as I can at work. I'm 47 years old. I live and born, still live here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, right in the middle of Packer country. I've been a Lions fan since a kid. First Lions game I went to was at the old County Stadium against the Packers. Wow. Been up to Ford Field, been to the Silverdome many years. Love it. All the great players that we've had over the years trickled in. We always had, you know, we had Barry, then we had Calvin, we had one, two. We didn't have like a big collection. The thing I'm like, the best part of this team to me is the coaching staff and what they give the belief in the players. Because the defensive injuries we have right now, there's so many teams across the league over the years, they would have just, oh, that's our excuse. Oh, yeah, blah, blah, shut it down. We were out there mashed up against one of the better offenses in the league, hands down. And we just went out there and played and competed and competed. You know, we got a couple bad holding calls that they were the right call, but we just came back and kept playing. It's like you see these great players that don't hit their potential, and a lot of the times it's because of the belief. They just don't have that belief and confidence from their coaches. What Aaron Glenn's doing with the players that he has available, to me, is just one of the best coaching jobs I've ever seen at any level in any sport. And that's not just because I'm a Lions fan. I love all sports. I watch all teams. I respect everyone. But what he's doing with what he had over and over and over last year and this year, to me, is just absolutely incredible.
You're right. You're 100% right. And you mentioned it doesn't matter who they have. I remember early in the Dan Campbell era, the Lions got screwed in a game, just some BS call, and Campbell wouldn't have it. He wouldn't talk about it. He wouldn't mention it. And I thought about it. I'm like, this is interesting because they clearly got robbed, right? And the way he discussed it made me think he's trying to let his team know, I don't want them to ever think it was good enough. We just got it taken from us. So they rest on their laurels. And it really set the tone. Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes, but probably more Dan Campbell and his staff, have completely changed this culture. Changed the culture.
If you watch Campbell on the sideline, when we get the short end of a call, when he talks to that ref that comes, you know, because the ref always comes to the sideline and explains it, the sideline ref, you watch Campbell, and even when you know and the media knows and the guys calling the game know that we got the short end of the stick on the call, you watch Campbell, he listens to the explanation, gives them that, I don't know, and then pats him and kind of walks away. He doesn't just, oh, now I have something to hang our loss on in case we lose at the end. He just goes and he gets these guys to grind it out. It's like when people talk about culture, so many people say, oh, it's overrated. Oh, give me this guy and that guy, the superstar. Look how many superstars aren't in the playoffs right now. Wow. Look how many superstars would love to be on this team right now. Like we used to be that team, oh, I don't want to go to Detroit, go to Detroit. Now you hear these guys, they want to come play, and it's because of coaching. Well, because
I think they specifically target players, right? They specifically go after players that will fit their culture. which is something to keep in mind if a trade deadline ever comes and they pass on what looks like a perfect fit on the football field.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Always.
Yep. It's a big part. A big part of what they do is identify people that are going to fall in line. Even if football skills wise, there's some people that they've passed on and we've been, why? And this might be why.
Well, I'm sure they're glad that they went out and got Za'Darius Smith because he's made a difference.
Thank you for showing up yesterday. He was very, very good. In a game where he needed to be. He was in. I thought he had two sacks. He was only credited.
Just had the credit for the one, yeah.
Hey, football fans, buckle up because for the first time ever, we've got five straight days of playoff football in college and the pros, and FanDuel is celebrating with the great playoff payoff. That's a no-sweat same-game parlay every day for all 5 days. With a no-sweat same-game parlay, you can combine your bets from the same game for a chance at bigger winnings. And if it doesn't hit, you get bonus bets back. So, not only you get to watch five straight days of playoff football, but that's also five chances to win big with the safety net. Just visit FanDuel.com/Doug to be part of this epic run. That's FanDuel.com/Doug. The great playoff payoff, and it's only on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 or older and present in Michigan. Opt-in required. Make sure you do that. Minimum three-leg parlay required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Maximum refund is $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.